and the place where books are books are kept
is a bookshelf.
Yeah, but in where you check the books out.
Oh, a library.
Yeah, and the place you mail a letter
is a post office.
And the place you'd stay in a strange town overnight
is a motel
or a
hotel.
All right, and the place you'd see a film
is a theater.
And where you'd have an operation,
a hospital.
And in the hospital, there's a doctor and
a nurse.
And the place where you get on a train is
a train station.
Okay. Now, I don't know if they have one in Cleveland, but in some towns, you know, they have the city hall, and then there's a lawn around it.
Yeah.
Do you have that in Cleveland?
Be more or less like a courthouse.
Yeah. All right. We have a courthouse, and then there's a what would you call that area around it?
What, the courtyard or something like that?
Would you call it that?
I never have heard no real name applied.
Well, I was thinking something like a town square or a town green or something like that. Are there any greens or parks or squares or things like that in
Cleveland? There's a small park.
But the word plaza has a special meaning, doesn't it? What is a plaza?
A plaza?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a plaza applied to a shopping center.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I mean. I mean, you'd limit it to that, wouldn't you? You'd never think of that in terms of a... And if someone walks... First, let's put it this way. If in a city, there's a street here, and you live here, and your friend lives over here, you know, you'd say he lives to me.
What? Catty corner?
All right. Now, if you're talking about walking across a field, instead of walking straight across, you know,
mm-hmm.
you go off that way or something.
Yeah.
Off that way. What does that mean? I mean, what does that, what term would you use for that?
I'd say cut across the field.
All right. Do you use any terms like zigzag or, any other term like anti-goblin or cattywampus? Do you know either of those terms? If you're talking about the way a chair, this chair is in relation to the wall, you say this chair isn't flush against the wall. It's
be out from the wall.
Yeah, or at an angle or something. If something is planted in a very haphazard way, you know, if the trees or something haven't been planted in rows, you might say, oh, they're just planted
haphazardly.
All right. Okay. And now they have buses usually in big cities, but they used to have
trolleys.
All right. And if you're on a trolley, you might say to someone, tell the conductor, or on a bus, you might say, at the next corner, I want
to get off.
All right. And in Bradley County, Cleveland is the
county seat.
All right. And if you work for the post office, you work for the federal
government.
And the police department is supposed to maintain
law
and
order.
Would you say the whole thing?
Law and order.
Yeah. And in the war that was over in 1865 is the
Civil War.
Yeah, did you ever call it anything else?
No.
When they execute people with a rope, you know, what? You'd say the murderer was
hanged.
And then a man commits suicide this way. And you'd say one man, the murderer, was hanged, and another man himself.
Hanged himself.
All right. Talking about distance, you might say, how far is it from, just to answer the question, how far is it from here to Chattanooga?
30 miles.
All right. And if you're not sure you want to do something, you might say, I don't know I want to do that or not.
I don't know if I want to do that or not.
All right. Someone's been sick for a long time, has had a long, prolonged illness that's going on and on. And you might say to someone, it seems what? He'd never pull through. It seemed
that he would never pull through.
Right. And if you, someone's going someplace,